Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. We're live in Studio A this afternoon with the Freight Hoppers out of North Carolina. So welcome, guys. Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for letting us come in the studio.
Oh, absolutely. They're going to perform tonight over at Natalie's. We'll have some tickets to give away for that. I think showtime's at 9 o'clock tonight over there in Grandview. And they've got their latest CD, Mile Marker. It's been a while for you guys. So we'll see what's been going on all these years.
Just plenty of music making down there in North Carolina.
Yeah?
Yeah, sitting over in the mountains, just trying to learn more music to bring out and share to you guys.
All right. Well, we'll talk about where it all started for you after this first song.
Okay.
What are you
going to
do?
Do one called Going Across the Sea. We learned from Uncle Dave Macon.
The Freight Hoppers live from Studio A. The Mile Marker, the latest CD that I have from you. Well, that's a couple years.
It's
been a couple years already.
We've got a lot of new stuff we're ready to record, and we're going to present some of that stuff tonight at Natalie's.
All right.
And stuff we're getting ready to put out ASAP, a new CD. So.
Now, this was recorded in Chapel Hill. Is Bryson City, I know that's where you're based.
It is.
Is that in the same area?
Kind of opposite ends of the state,
oh, okay.
Kind of.
I was thinking it was right in the area.
It's about 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
But not too far.
Yeah, it's really
But are you going to record in your hometown or head back over to Chapel Hill or when you do your new record? Have
Chapel
you decided
Hill's
yet?
Going to be in the picture
at
some point with our mastering or something. It's hard to say yet what we're going to do with where we're actually going. We talk a lot about a live recording. It would be fun. We've never done the Freight Hoppers. Have never done a live recording, so...
So tell us where it all started. Back in 1996, I know, was the first album, right?
That was a year that a lot of big stuff happened for the band. Back in 1992, we first actually got together and started making music, playing some old-time string band music for people that came to the Great Smoky Mountains to ride the tourist scenic excursion train. we started working there back in the early 90s and still find plenty of stuff to do around there, you know, with the train. So people come down and visit us in Bryson City and nice. Be a tourist and listen to our music.
Cool. Are you on the road a lot, guys? You've been here before in Columbus.
We have years ago, but not really recently. But we are on the road quite a bit and intend to be a lot more now that we're, kind of freed up a little bit. More so than we used to be, able to be away from home a little more.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because there was like a 10-year or so little break there between albums, and people have to get other things taken care of.
Yeah.
So, well, they're back now. It's the Freight Hoppers. They're live from Studio A, and you can check them out tonight over at Natalie's. They've got a couple more for us. And tell us what this next one is you're going to do.
This one's called The Train That Carried My Gal From Town, and we learned it from Frank Hutchinson. And it's going to feature Mr. Lee on his resonator guitar.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we learned this from Frank Hutchinson, and it's another one that's on that CD you're holding there.
All right, Mile Marker, the Freight Hoppers. Here they are with another one live from Studio A.
Here we go.
Somebody bring it back. That gal got her hands in my money sack. I hate that train that carried my gal from town. Hey, 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 hey. Well, there's grits on the table, coffee getting cold. Some dirt stole my jelly roll. Yeah, I hate that train that carried my gal from town. Hey, 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 hey. If I had a gun, I'd let that hammer down. I'd shoot that around her, took my
live from Studio A, the Freight Hoppers, and you can find that one on their latest Mile Marker, just put out a couple years back, and be on the lookout. Keep your ear out
new stuff coming
from the Freight Hoppers. That was their take on The Train That Carried My Girl From Town.
Yeah.
Is all the stuff you do deeply rooted in that Southern tradition?
Do you guys
do any original stuff, or you do all covers or
at this point we don't do any original stuff other than maybe a lyric or two that one of us has come up with being silly
nothing wrong with that
Isaac writes some really wonderful songs, and we're trying to someday hopefully talk him into wanting to present some of them, but right now we're just doing traditional pieces.
Such a deep wealth of it down that we're constantly finding new stuff that gets us excited and wants to keep playing and keep mining deeper and deeper, and
definitely in that old 20s and 30s
and
there's so much
we
to always discover.
We make so much money playing that really old music that we don't want to mess up anything that's
can't
going
stop
on
now. Yeah.
We were warned there was tens of dollars in this business, so
well, guys, thank you for being here today.
Absolutely, thank you for having us. It's our pleasure.
Yeah, the Freight Hoppers live from Studio A. It's Edward Hunter on the fiddle and Frank Lee on that resonator guitar just there.
Yeah.
Isaac Deal on guitar, and back there, Bradley Adams on the bass. Mm-hmm. So thank you all. Great to meet you.
You're welcome.
And again, they'll perform tonight over at Natalie's. We'll do that ticket giveaway after this third song that they do for us.
See everybody in Columbus.
Yeah. Please come out and dance. Please come out and dance.
Yeah, it's a 9 o'clock show time, so not too late, not too early. So get a little break after work and get home in bed. Just, you know, get enough sleep for the next day, right?
Sweet.
Well, thank you again. And what's this last one you're going to do?
Old fiddle tune called Sharp's Hornpipe.
Another one right there on the CD.
Yeah.